Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
Civil rights was not based on a whole lot of different things. It was based on the movement of humanity. We need the same type of advocacy right now when it comes to dealing with this whole gun culture.
Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey says improving the lives of impoverished young parents will help better protect their children from gun violence. Mayors from across the U.S. are gathered in Washington, D.C. to share strategies on how to reduce gun deaths, hold gun manufacturers accountable, and implore Congress to act. Representative Pete Aguilar of California criticized GOP efforts to investigate the potential mishandling of classified documents by President Joe Biden while rejecting calls to do the same for former President Donald Trump.
They're just interested in opposing this president.
Newly appointed House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer of Kentucky has promised to investigate the documents related to Biden's time as vice president, as well as his son, Hunter Biden. The White House says the GOP is handing the keys of oversight to extremists like Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, who recently said the January 6th attack would have turned out differently had she been in charge.
And I want to tell you something. If Steve Bannon and I had organized that, we would have won. Not to mention, they would have been armed.
Taylor Greene and Representative Paul Gosar of Arizona will both serve on the Oversight Committee after being stripped of their assignments in the last Congress for comments and online behavior promoting violence against Democrats. The Biden administration and House Republicans remain at a standoff over a deadline to raise the nation's debt ceiling. The Treasury Department says it will need to take extraordinary measures starting Thursday should Congress fail to act.
We will not allow reality, facts, and truth to become optional. We will never surrender to the woke mob. Florida is where woke goes to die.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis knows how to fire up a crowd, but he'll need to fire up the GOP base in order to win his party's presidential nomination. A new poll shows former President Trump holds a 17-point lead over DeSantis in a hypothetical GOP primary matchup. In his inaugural address, Governor Wes Moore of Maryland promised to address longstanding inequities in his state. Speaking just blocks from the Annapolis docks where enslaved people arrived in the U.S., the state's first black governor thanked his supporters.
Today is not an indictment of the past. Today is a celebration of our collective future.
Moore pledged to reduce violence as well as the state's high rate of incarceration. U.S. Capitol Police say investigations regarding threats against lawmakers decreased in 2022 for the first time in 5 years. Police say they investigated more than 7,500 cases, with members of both parties receiving similar amounts. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.